Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this. Okay. You guys.
Let's just bring it up to the air because you just said it to all of our ears. Shasky is livid about the coffee situation right now here at 95.7 The Game. As this is the morning roast, I feel it is our obligation to talk about the roast at the station.
The machine that they have for the employees here at Odyssey is
blowing up.
I personally believe the coffee that they utilize is inadequate.
I'm not going to give that coffee provider because I think they may have been a sponsor at some point here, so I'm not going to do that. We'll say Bean X is not to your liking. And you know what? That's okay. It's not for everyone, Joe. Just like...
No, I don't think it's just the actual coffee. It's the machine doesn't make it strong enough for me. I need it racing.
It's a system machine is what you're saying? It's a system coffee bean. You know who is not a system quarterback? And I feel confident in saying that.
Just before you move on.
The coffee.
I want to make this very clear.
Let's make it abundantly clear.
I had a rough
clear.
Night last night.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the weather was over 60 for a San Francisco
yesterday.
Oh, that's tough.
That's like 90 degrees for you guys.
Exactly. It was very hot. And so last night, the little guy who is... All the teeth are coming in, not just the front. Like, all of them are coming in.
Oh,
and
no.
He's hit the terrible twos. He is waking up in the middle of the night. I had on my watch this morning, you know, when it's like the noise is too loud for your ears. At 1:45 in the morning, he woke up. And when I tell you, he threw a tantrum. He was screaming at the top of his lungs for a good 25 minutes. And I don't know what's going on right now.
Sleep regression. It's very normal. Happened with Benny. Happened with Nora. Yeah, it's very normal.
I need coffee this morning in the worst way. And I went to my normal coffee place. It was closed. I don't know why. I went to my secondary, my backup, and it was busy. And I was already running late to work. So yeah, I'm a little aggravated this morning. I need my coffee. I apologize.
To borrow a Dan Dibley saying / Tim Roy, it's an aggravation sensation for Joe Shasky this morning. Well, you'll get through it. Don't
the
worry.
Other part is, like, you know, you got to remember that I suffer from horrible ADD. So in the morning, you know, it balances me out. It actually calms me.
Is that how it works?
No, I'm dead serious.
Okay. Has that been diagnosed?
No, I mean, I'm self-diagnosing.
Okay,
like,
yeah, there we go.
Like
okay.
All of the people
you know,
out
that,
there.
It's, you know what? And, yeah, like everyone in society right now. We self-diagnose. We look at Google. They do their own research, and that's good enough for some people. I did my own research when it comes to Mac Jones and how he looked in week one. Thought he looked pretty good. Baldy agreed. The players agree. The coaches agree. Do the fans agree? I think they do for the most part. Now, it's 1 week. We got week two, and I do think this is going to be the biggest test. As this week goes on, Joe, we're going to be talking about these two quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and, you know, Mac Jones. Both first-round picks. Both one was number one overall, and we remember that draft very well because the Niners had a high selection in that one. One being Nick Bosa, right?
I mean, there's an alternate universe where Nick Bosa gets taken. Maybe we end up with Quinnen Williams. Maybe they go Kyler Murray. I doubt it. They had Jimmy G, but who knows?
I knew a lot of fans that wanted Quinnen Williams because of the injury history with Bosa. They were scared. Like, we don't want another injured player. Yeah. Like, all the scars from Balky's past, as we do Ghosts of Christmas Past, the scars of Balky draft picks past was just torn ACL. Guy was out for the season. Oh, reclamation project. Tired of... You don't draft reclamation projects in the first round. But Nick Bosa, I think he's proved his worth thus far. I mean, the guy's a DPOY. All right? If he doesn't do anything else, you drafted a DPOY with a top five pick. It's pretty freaking good. Now, we were starting off the show today, Joe, and I think it's an interesting conversation about why we love comeback stories in sports. And why do we love comeback stories? Because we are obsessed with great comebacks. I think it's just ingrained in American nature. Whether it's Rocky in the movies, whether it's, you know, you reference Kurt Warner in sports, Robert Downey Jr., when it comes to being an actor, like our actors that are down bad, or musicians, what have you. We love the comeback. The comeback is greater than the setback, I like to say, right? It's a great way to view life. And whether Mac Jones, you know, is the next Sam Darnold or Geno Smith or Baker Mayfield, that remains to be seen. I'm rooting for him. I think you are too.
Or the next Elvis Gerback, who had one moment in time, and we overrated it. We inflated it.
Something we also love, though, in sports is when our first-round draft picks hit. And that feels good. Because quite often here in the Bay Area, there's a lot of whiffs. And it hurts. And it is painful. And I think there was a lot of hope attached to one player in particular yesterday that was playing. And we saw all of it. Everyone tweet. I woke up on Monday morning because I think it broke at 8 or 9 and I was already asleep at that point. It was Bryce Eldridge, the top prospect for the San Francisco Giants, making his debut yesterday in the desert. Going 0-for. Again, it's his first you know, game. I'm not going to make sweeping. The game of failure is baseball, right? It's a game of failure. Let's all relax there. But there's a lot of hope from the fan base riding on this guy because of all the past failures in the first round draft picks. Let's just be honest. Joey Bart, there was a lot of hope attached to him, Joe.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
There's a lot of hope attached to Rafi Devers and Adamas, who they made big trades for, but not like Bryce.
There's something different about the draft picks.
Yeah.
In the first round in particular, here in the Bay, we get obsessed. Why is a portion of the fan base so obsessed with Jonathan Kuminga right now?
The draft status.
It matters a lot.
And I think when you draft someone, there's this whole, what could they be, element that you start fascinating about.
Yes. And then it's not the same. Basketball's a little unique because you referenced it earlier. After you get past the top couple, three, four, you know, hell. You
I would like, say three is usually, like, yeah. After three, it's like, I don't know.
Depends how deep the class is. But yeah. Like this year, if you didn't get Cooper Flagg, you're feeling like you missed out. Like, let's just call it what it is. Yeah. Do you even know who's draft number two overall? Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. No, it was one of the Rutgers kids, wasn't
sure.
It?
Dylan Harper.
Exactly. There you go. You just said it. One of the Rutgers kids. Like, I know. Like, only Tony Soprano, RIP James Gandolfini, watched Rutgers basketball. Stop. Exactly. But it just goes without saying. Like, you don't follow these things. So guys like Brandon Pajemski, who was, what, a 19, 20, whatever he was around. He was in the first round, but it was like in the 19 or 20th pick. Something like that. Those guys, hey, they could make a roster.
It's found money if they're good.
Exactly. So he's almost kind of like not a comeback story, but it's like a young scrappy guy that's made his own. It's like, wow, I didn't expect to see Brandon Pajemski be in the all rookie team, like Eric Paschal once upon a time. Like, and then you get the ultimate like underdog stories that come to fruition, like Draymond Green. The fact that he was a draft pick here, a second round pick that turned into a Hall of Famer. That's amazing. And that's why Warriors fans will always love Draymond, because he's one of their own. There is something about being homegrown and being their own that we just gravitate towards anything else. And I do feel like Niner fans are feeling like that towards Brock Purdy. And that's why him being Mr. Irrelevant, being the last pick in the draft, having that attachment, it's always going to be different. So, you know, Mac Jones might come in here and win a few games, but he's never really going to be, you know, one of us. He's never really going to be. He's going to be a hired hand. He was a backup. He started his career in New England. You didn't draft him when he had the opportunity. He bounced around. Great. But he's never going to be viewed the same as, you know, a guy like Brock Purdy. Similarly, and again, we're going all different variants here, and I'm not trying to compare these. Like Kevin Durant, right? He's never going to be viewed the same as Stephen Curry. We're not going to do that, right? Like, that's just not going to happen. Steph is our guy. He changed the game, all of that. But I say all that to say there is an interesting dynamic how we talk about sports, the comeback nature versus the highly touted prospect as Bryce Eldridge makes his debut yesterday.
I mean, can we get the guy a number better than 78?
That's ugly as hell.
I mean,
that's a hideous number.
I mean,
oh, my God.
Unless he specifically asked for the number 78, like, if Mike Murphy's not in the dugout anymore, who would be the one giving the numbers out? This is ridiculous.
Like, 99 for Aaron Judge, like, works because he's massive. Like, it just works there.
Manny Ramirez was the first number 99 in baseball that I remember.
That's fine. But yeah. For me, like, I look at Aaron Judge, like, huh, he's like 6'7", 6'8". 99 makes sense. Yeah, that's... Hell, if you told me he was 9 feet, 9 inches tall, I'd believe you. Like that's what, but 78? That's gross.
I know, but it was the greatest ground out I've seen in years.
Oh my God.
I'm teasing.
Stop it.
I'm teasing.
The greatest ground out.
They were throwing him, Zach Gallen was throwing him nothing but breaking balls the entire time. Look, for the young man to show up, it was exciting. I was glued into it. I was so glued into it. Giants baseball got the big TV. Football got the iPad.
Wow, that is big time for you.
And football's on mute.
Yeah, well, probably rightfully so, because Chris Fowler sounded like horrible. He sounded like he was partying in Vegas.
I'll take your word for that.
No, it was bad. Like I was
locked into Hunter.
Joe, it was so bad, I literally thought it was like, who is this new ESPN host? I was like, who is this guy? Because Joe Buck and Troy Aikman did the early game. Texas and Bucks winning that one, improving to 2-0. But it was Chris Fowler, it was Dan Orlovsky, and Lewis Riddick. And I don't mind those other two on there. Chris Fowler's usually pretty solid. He just sounded so, his voice, I was like, give the guy a break.
So, you know, like Bryce last night, they just throw him breaking ball. And he finally ripped one in his third at bat to left center that I thought was going to be, you know, off the wall. And everyone's like, that's a home run at 23 out of, guys, stop. It wasn't a home run. It's the beauty of baseball is that each ballpark has different, you know, weather elements, different elevation, different dimensions. It was not a home run. So don't tell me about the 28 other parks or 24 other parks it might have been a home run in. I don't care. I don't get that.
I know. Tell that to, like, the Rafi Devers. Tell it to some of the great, like, home run hitters today. Like, they don't care.
Could you imagine, like, Steph Curry, like, he hit that three at Denver, but that's not a three in any other stadium in the NBA because of the thin air of Denver. It's the most ridiculous thing we do.
It's almost like how we were talking about, like training camp stats and, like, measuring them and stuff. It's like, like, Steph Curry's, like, using his training camp stats and how many threes he made. Relax.
Look, Bryce looks the part. We will see. We're going to give him time. I'm not going to freak out over three at-bats. It was great to see him play. That's the number one thing. Great to see him play. Giants hitting a little wall here. Not great. But similar to a guy on the Niners, we have to be patient. Everybody wants to develop a young player until it's time to develop a young player. I sent you guys a tweet yesterday that someone was talking about quarterback development, whether it's Orlovsky, Tom Brady, just general people. Everybody wants that young developmental quarterback until it's time to watch development go up and down and be erratic and not be this linear line straight to the top, because most people don't have that. So I get back to the Niners and I say to myself, I didn't freak out over Mykel Williams week one. Not doing a whole lot, popping off the TV. A, defensive line play on the interior is tough to spot on a normal game unless there's crazy pressure and you're Aaron Donald or Chris Jones. So I'm more patient in general. But to see him pop in game two, I was like, yeah, that's why you take that guy in the top 10, 11, 12 picks of the draft. To see, you know, Marquise Siegel out there making plays and a couple of mistakes. I was like, yeah, fifth round pick. I like what I'm seeing. Upton Stout getting a blitz, getting a great sack on Spencer Rattler. It's great to see. A great pass breakup, even though I thought it was a weak flag that he had on third down. It's great to see. Those are encouraging things. Seeing Ricky Pearsall make play after play after play, that was so encouraging to see. And it got me feeling about the Niners. As I'm, you know, watching Bryce Eldridge last night, A, be patient. That's number one. And B, are they in positions to make plays? All the young guys for the Niners, it feels like because of coaching, are in position to make plays. And I'm very, very encouraged. And one of the things Baldy said in the final interview that we just had with him, he's like, hey, the young guys on defense, they're going to make mistakes. But I feel like they have the right guys. Alfred Collins flashed, who didn't look good in the preseason. D. Winters looks like a player. You know, we had big question marks. How are they going to fill Dre Greenlaw? Has Dre even played yet this year? Has Dre Greenlaw played for the Broncos? Yeah.
No.
And I'm not trying to hate on Dre Greenlaw, but like, he played a half for you last year and hasn't played this year for the Broncos.
And that Denver defense got shredded by Daniel Jones last week. They could have used him, but again, Niners could have used him. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about it that way, but the Achilles injury, Joe. Like,
no, it sucks.
It sucks.
But like all the young guys on the Niners are taking steps forward. It hasn't been perfect. There's going to be some spotty play at times. Renardo Green, dude, that pass Spencer Rattler made in the first quarter, that was a dime.
It was.
The over the top. I'm like, tell me how Renardo Green's supposed to guard that any better. That's not a knock on Renardo Green. Like, you cover guys that tight all your career, you're going to be a good player.
I mean, we just had Brian Baldinger on. If you missed any of that interview, find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. He was waxing poetry. He said, hey, Rattler played well, man. Like, give him his credit there. He played well.
Yeah.
He did. Like, it's okay to, like, tip your hat a little bit, too, in all this. And again, I think he was actually a good primer because Spencer Rattler hasn't won an NFL game. He's not as good as Kyler Murray, but it's a good primer for a guy like Kyler Murray because I do think his skill set and size, Joe, is kind of comparable to Kyler as a player. And it is interesting that Baldy was saying these first 2 weeks what he knows as we get ready, and we'll talk more about the game as it goes on, the matchup against the Cardinals, that Kyler is being more decisive as a runner, not running as much and kind of being more that pocket passer. But I'll say this, you know, and I want to throw out to the fans, and I want to throw out the number here, 888-957-9570. We've gone through 2 weeks. It's early, but after 2 weeks, what are you feeling more confident in position player-wise, you know, grouping-wise, whatever, the position as a whole? Like, what are you feeling more confident in that you weren't feeling confident 2 weeks ago?
Well, I don't know if I wasn't feeling confident 2 weeks ago, but through 2 weeks, one thing is evident to me. Shanahan and Saleh might be the second or third best, at minimum, coaching combination in the game.
Ooh, that's a good one. I gotta get it.
If you're gonna take, you know, Philly or Kansas City ahead of them, I can't argue with you. Those are the two teams that represented the AFC and NFC in the championship game last year in the Super Bowl. So I understand that. Like, outside of Saleh and Shanahan, and if I took KC and the Eagles coordinators off, who are you taking ahead of those two to run your defense and offense?
That's a good question. I got to go into
as
my bag.
As a combo.
Yeah, I got to go to my bag at the defensive coordinator because I can't name. Who is it over in Green Bay? They look pretty freaking good defensively.
Well, they got the guy from Boston College a couple years ago. Okay. He does look good. That's a good argument. But, you know, like, I've seen Robert Saleh and Kyle Shanahan win big-time playoff games.
I mean, they just lost their
together.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they just lost their quarterback. But after we'll see how Carson Wentz looks. But Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores is a pretty good combination.
No, they're a very good combination. But they fell on their face last year.
They did. And now they might fall on their face again because why? They just lost their quarterback. With J.J. McCarthy, high ankle sprain, he's going to be out.
But, Joe, when I'm playing a rookie on the offensive line, a second-year player on the offensive line,
that's a good point.
And when I don't have my Hall of Fame tight end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When I have a backup quarterback and I have a young wide receiver in year two who we need to be an impact player, name me another coordinator outside of the three or four we always reference, Andy Reid, McVay, like Shanahan's at the top of the list to figure out my offense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you don't tell me. We did the exercise. I was taking Shanahan over almost everyone.
I know you were. Now I look at defense. If you're going to play, you know, D Winners, third-year player, if you're going to play a second-year player in Renardo Green, if you're going to play rookies, Collins, West, Michael Williams, Stout, Siegel, how many DCs are ahead of Robert Saleh that you're picking? A couple?
A couple DCs.
A couple for that many rooks?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly.
And then also have the cachet to have Bosa and Warner buy in.
It's kind of incredible how, like we didn't talk about this enough, and maybe we should have, but it was just, you know, it's the nature of the game. We talk about the players, not as much as the assistant coaches or the defensive coordinators. But the step up you got from Nick Sorensen to Robert Saleh, it is easily the biggest jump up and you know, the gap between those two guys is so wide. It's Grand Canyon-esque.
How about when Baldy said, I'm glad Devontae Campbell quit?
My jaw dropped. That was what I teased. My jaw dropped when he said, I'm glad he quit. Best thing that could happen for the Niners is Devontae Campbell quitting on the team.
What did I say to you guys on Sunday?
I'm glad he quit.
Oh, love that. So that's what
he said about Devontae Campbell. Say it again.
I'm glad he quit.
You know, I asked you guys
in our
thread.
Disgust in his voice right there, too.
We had a group thread, and I'm genuinely curious. I would love someone with the Niners to, like, give me some perspective. Like, sometimes guys just aren't ready. Like, that could legitimately be the case. He was hurt, and he wasn't ready. All right. That makes sense. You know, like, why D Winners wasn't on the field literally at all, it felt like, last year. You know, hey, he wasn't ready, he didn't know the playbook, and he was hurt. Okay, I'll buy that. But it almost does feel a little criminal that we got Devontae Campbell shoved down our throats for as many games as we did last year. And I just, was D Winners that unplayable that he couldn't supplant that guy?
Again, it's addition by subtraction. As far as I'm concerned, once Devontae Campbell was off the team, they had already gotten better, to your point. I could have seen more D-winners last year. But again, Nick Sorensen didn't know what the hell he was doing, Joe. He didn't. Like, again, people want to probably blame Kyle Shanahan. I'm going.
Well, Kyle made the hire.
He
so
did.
He's got to be held
culpable.
He's got
to wear it. Again, same with the GM when they make mistakes with draft picks. Like, we go to the GM and John Lynch. But also, Nick Sorensen, didn't do anything last year to inspire any confidence. I don't remember one adjustment, one different stunt, one different look. He didn't do anything. He was vanilla ice cream. That's disrespect vanilla. At least vanilla tastes good. It was like rotten vanilla. Curdled milk was what that defense was last year. It went bad early.
And Staley, who was also a part of that staff, was obsessed with bringing Isaac Yiadom in to be a player on this team. Who did the Niners pick on over and over and over and over and over again in just the game against the Saints? And who's the DC for the Saints? Yeah. It's that guy, Brandon Staley, who had Isaac Yiadom out there, and the Niners kept attacking him.
Can't say Staley without stale, and that's what the 49ers were last year, and that's what the Chargers were prior to that. I don't think he gets another head coaching job. That's another guy. You're talking about head coach, you know, DC combinations, and who knows? Maybe Brandon Staley's more suited to do that. It's got me thinking, for sure, Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh, how are you ranking them, Niner fans, amongst other head coach DC combinations, 888-957-9570.
The biggest thing that I took away from Baldy, outside of the Devondre Campbell thing, was Brock Purdy in the toe. He said he's battled turf toe. That's Baldy. It's hard to practice. And he's like, look, you've got to be 100%. I'm just going to listen to Baldy because, you know, there's things I agree with, there's things I don't agree with. On an injury like this, I've never had it. I've never played the sport. He understands the whole practice regimen and what is required to be ready to play your most optimal. And if he says you got to sit until you're 100%, then I'm going to kind of lean in that direction.
Here's what he had to say with us, Brian Baldinger, who, again, joins us every single Tuesday at 7:30. If you missed the entirety of that interview, find it on YouTube, Odyssey app. Brian Baldinger on how the 49ers should handle Brock's turf toe injury.
You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe, okay? There's some where you can't walk. Literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe. It's just too painful. And so I think that's going to be a factor, is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. Regardless, I don't want to try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know, but that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to, okay, do you spectate all week and then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to be a few weeks.
And that got me thinking about, all right, so you got Arizona this week.
Yep.
I think it feels like Mac will play.
Yeah.
All right. You get Jacksonville next week. That's 3 weeks. This Thursday game against the Rams really screws them on the George Kittle front, meaning having to place him on IR, and on Purdy. 3 weeks would be sitting out until Jacksonville.
Mm.
But to turn around with only the rest of Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then play again on that Thursday,
It's tough. And again, this quote from Matty Barrows, Joe, it's very interesting. Matty Barrows covers the Niners for The Athletic. The 49ers don't seem inclined to rush Purdy back, in part because they have so much faith in Jones. Again, I talked about the best-case scenario for the 49ers these next 4 weeks, if that's truly what it is, because Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, initially had the report out that it's going to be at minimum 2 to 5 weeks that Purdy's going to be out. If it is the full 5 weeks, so the next 4 weeks, because a week's passed, if Mac can go 4-0 and Purdy just gets healthy and healthy, that's the best case scenario for this team. That's what you want.
The other element is, like, maybe I sit him out in the Jacksonville game and he just plays the Rams game. Then I get 10 full days to rest it before playing the Bucks. See, to me, the two dates that I would be targeting, Thursday against the Rams, October 2nd, or the 12th, one of those two dates. I don't think Jacksonville is realistic, and then turning around and playing 3 days. Look, maybe he recovers, but man.
I know.
And that's why Mac playing well gives them this opportunity to even consider this.
And that's why we're talking about it so much. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a lower rate auto loan, apply online or just ask First NorCal Financing at the dealer. All right, so we just had former player Brian Baldinger on talk about the foot problem, the turf toe. He's had it. Oh, you want to talk to another former player? One who should be in the Hall of Fame? His name's Lorenzo Neal. Might have heard of him, Joe. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
95.7 The Game.
I want to hear from
you. You want to talk to Lone Neal?
The big fellow. Let's talk to him.
Let's talk to him on the other side. Lone Neal joining us, our 95.7 The Game host. crushing it with Evan Giddings. By the way, catch him at Laughing Monk Brewing this Sunday before the game. That's right, baby. Sunnyvale, Laughing Monk, Loneal, Evan Giddings. Loneal joining us next, and it's going to be brought to you by Moderna.
Down with lots of different
genres.
He goes
to Vegas. I think Chris Fowler, who was calling the game last night for the Chargers and Raiders, sounded like he had a great time in Vegas. By the way, this Sunday, your tailgate destination is Laughing Monk Brewing in Oakland. Our pregame show starts at 10 a.m. with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. We'll have games in the parking lot, great food and drinks, and your place to watch all the early games as well. Going to the game? Come on by before you go to the stadium and join us for a pregame party and then take the shuttle back and forth for just $25. Go to 95centthegame.com and click on the kickoff show link to get your spot on the shuttle. Now, Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway, right near the stadium is where they will be. See you there. And that brings us right now to Lorenzo Neal, who joins us on the River Islands guest line. Lolo! What's up, buddy? You're on with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky. Low? One, two. Oh, we'll get him on. It's okay. Hey, you know what? Hey, we got him? Is he back? Is he here?
I can hear you guys. You guys can't hear me?
Oh, it's cutting up a little bit there, Lolo. In and out, just a little bit. Just a little bit. You can hear us, though?
Let me see if I can find a better. You guys can't hear me, so I can hear you guys loud and clear.
All right, well, we just talked to Baldy, and we're talking about, you know, Mac Jones. We're talking about things that we saw in week two. But the most, you know, concerning, I think, Niners fans are right now is just the turf toe injury. And we asked Baldy about it because it's something he dealt with. We just saw Joe Burrow low. He's going to miss the next 3 months because he's going to get surgery on it. Did you ever have the turf toe in your career as a fullback / running back?
Absolutely. Not right now. Interesting to think, this is a turf toe, you can go and play. Now Joe Burrow is going to have surgery. His needs surgery because it's like your toe either get bent backwards or underneath, and you tear or strain all those ligaments. I've been one of these guys that get shot up, and they shoot it up in your toe. It's your big toe. It handles all your weight. You're pushing, you're planting. You plant off your big toe. Everyone's, you can just suck it up. It's a toe. No, it's your big toe. Try to imagine yourself without a big toe. It's excruciating pain. And if you can shoot it up and try to suck it up and play through that, but I'm telling you, it doesn't does a player well. It shortens his careers by years. Turf toe doesn't just go away, guys. Let me tell you, he's going to have this problem for the rest of the year. You keep it tight, pushing it swollen. Ligament damage.
Hello, you're cutting out there a little bit. We'll get him maybe on the phone line.
He thinks he's going to be dealing with this for the rest of the year.
It just doesn't go away. Like that, like foot problems, Joe, and we talk about this more and when it comes to the NBA than we do with football, but foot problems just don't, it's not going to disappear. You said it right there. You put your whole weight on that big toe. Think about just you and I, average Joes, right? Just walking around. Like, you're literally putting all of your pressure on what? Your feet when you were walking. That's literally the foundation for everything. The heel,
the toe, the ball of your foot.
The ligaments are all attached to it. And it affects your back. It affects everything. Your mobility, your legs. It's all connected there. Again, we're not Dr. Nirav Pandya, UCSF Health.
Are we elite athletes. But if you follow sports.
But Lo Neal is.
No, yeah. I know. And if you follow sports long enough, like, again, the Liz Frank injuries, the toe injuries, the plantar fasciitis injuries, the Achilles, the calf, they're all connected.
All of it. And that's two athletes now talking about what they've dealt with in two different positions, quite frankly. Brian Baldinger, former NFL offensive lineman. Lo Neal, fullback / running back.
Deion Sanders,
corner. It could be quarterback. It doesn't matter the position. Kicker, punter. They all need it.
Have you seen the picture of LeBron James's feet?
Oh, it's disgusting. Dude, like the NBA players, like ask Shaq, ask LeBron, all these guys. It's going to be gnarled. All the wear and tear that they are putting on those things constantly. And just think about football, Joe, the cleats. And this is why, you know, people start like, Joe, you need to relax on the artificial surfaces. It's not that big of a deal. No, it is. Like when I have all the research and studies that show all the different ligament problems that happen while playing on artificial surfaces, the AstroTurf type stuff compared to just natural grass. Like, this is where those things matter.
At the professional level, when they have billions of dollars, yes, I agree with you. Youth level, they're great.
Oh, Sure. I'm only talking about it in the professional circumstance. Sure.
You know, like when you get into high school, there's an epidemic of female ACL injuries. And I know males obviously suffer, but there's a disproportionate amount of high school girls having ACL injuries on turf. There are legitimate studies on this.
No, exactly.
On why it's horrible.
And
there's no give.
There's a reason why all these stadiums, and I referenced it heading into Seattle, who they played on turf in week one. There's a reason why the World Cup 2026 next year, they're doing away with all those and bringing natural grass, because all those top leagues, all those billion-dollar industries, all the English Premier Leagues, the Bundesliga, La Liga, Ligue 1, Serie A, all those top major leagues over across the pond, they only play on natural grass for a reason, because they've done all these studies and everything, and they realize their investments that they're paying $100 million to, they can't have those ligament injuries anymore. So, you know, we're efforting low kneel. Forget him back, great.
Well, there's a lot I want to talk about, because obviously he's very passionate about Brock Purdy's injury, which to me is like, whoa. The way he said it, like, hit me like an ice bucket challenge. But I also want to ask about CMC.
Yeah.
Like, CMC looks great right now. And look, he was a guy that we talked about, the calf and all that stuff. Like, this is a maintenance thing as well. And I love the way I've seen in this two-game stretch, CMC tap his helmet and willingly come out at more, like, plays. And that is smart. We're going nowhere if he goes down. And so he needs to do everything he can to preserve himself. It doesn't mean he's going to, you know, get rid of all the injuries. Things can happen. You just get blasted. You take a turn. You make a cut. You jump. Whatever. Like, stuff happens. But trying to be somewhat reasonable about substitutions is a good thing for Christian McCaffrey.
And Brian Baldinger, who joined us last hour, talked about what he's seeing from Christian McCaffrey, and specifically the touchdown.
Well, the touchdown to McCaffrey is not an easy throw because he's going full speed to the sideline there in the end zone. You've got to be able to throw it so that, you know, you don't run out of real estate. You know, you can't just give him a big runway to go chase it. You're going to end up out of bounds. So that throw's got to be thrown with touch. But you still got to drive it because that's a zone look. And they got a good pre-snap read that it was going to be zone by how they moved McCaffrey into the slot. But I thought that was a really good throw. The touchdown to the tight end was, you know, to Luke, it was really, really good.
And that's more Mac Jones specific, Brian Baldinger. But that being said, I don't think we talk enough about Christian McCaffrey, the receiver, Joe, and him being able to just be a slot receiver like it's nothing. Like, that's a very difficult transition to do. We don't talk about enough because he is just that amazing. Like, there's a lot of running backs that come out of college these days where they go the Pro Football Focus, the scouts, whatever. Yeah, he's not a great receiver. Yeah, he's not. That's not really his game. Like,
Adrian Peterson.
Hell, I was
wasn't the greatest pass catcher.
I was watching the game yesterday and I was going nuts. Like, because Geno Smith, and I was watching the Raiders Chargers game, they have Ashton Gentry, who they took in the first round, the highest drafted running back of this year's class, who Heisman Trophy candidate last year. We all know Ashton Gentry's awesome. Dude, just dump it off to him. It was right there. Don't force the ball. He threw three picks. Sometimes it's easy just to do the little dump offs, which it was refreshing to see that. With Mac Jones last week, just, hey, quick little dump off. CMC's right there. And he's shifty enough still, Joe, where we saw in week two more so than week one, hitting those cuts more, being more decisive, being more confident. As I'm messing with this right now, and there's a little squeak. It's okay.
You and Steiny,
we're fidgeters, all right? I'm sorry.
What is going on? You guys grab
as Steiny does. I don't, you know, I'm not jerking it.
The microphone so much.
Okay, well, Brian Baldinger talking about...
It's a hands-free environment we're in these days.
Well, sometimes I need to hold something, okay? You know, these kids got fidget spinners. I need one too, maybe. Matt Nahegan, go bring me one. Brian Baldinger, you got one in there, a little football, a little stress ball. Baldy talking about CMC getting close to breaking one loose, though, Joey.
I thought McCaffrey, like, it's been a long time since I've seen him explode like that. Sometimes you could just see the rubber kicking up from the ground when he's making these violent cuts. You always know that, like, he's seen it really good when the explosion's back, when he's jumping through a hole, not running through a hole. He jumps through a hole sometimes to clear the trash. And then he's, like, you know, coming to a two-point stop, and the kid Justin Reed made a good tackle on him. Otherwise, I think he was gone. So he's getting close. I think the explosive run is coming, and I don't, you know, it's going to be any week now.
And I'm hoping it's going to be this week. And we got our guy back on the line, Lorenzo Neal.
Lo, you heard Baldy break down Christian McCaffrey. We'll get back into Brock and the toe. I loved the way he ran. Even though the numbers don't look robust, I thought he had vision, the cutback, the jukes, the power to finish runs. I thought CMC looked awesome. And I loved the way Shanahan used him.
Oh, yeah, no question. Guys, look at even week one. Everyone talks about, God, he didn't get 100 yards and all those things. But if you think about it, nine, seven, eight catches for 70-some yards, 60 yards rushing. So I think that he's just much more than a running. He's a weapon in the backfield. You can line him up in slot. You see where this guy goes in motion. And now you had a safety playing off coverage, and McCaffrey's able to step on his toes. And when I mean by step on his toes, that's run up on him and get him to bail because he's so quick to get on him because he had a running start. And the safety, this is the safety, couldn't even keep up. He runs an out route for the touchdown. When you have an offensive weapon, the way that McCaffrey's able to operate from the backfield, from the slot, from motion, it's a game changer, and it's a nightmare for DBs, safeties, and you know linebackers just can't keep up with him.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get back into the Brock Purdy thing. So you had the turf toe, and you were kind of explaining why this is a very serious injury. None of us played at your level. So just break down turf toe in general and how you're viewing the Brock Purdy kind of recovery right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting, guys, and everyone has different degrees of turf toe. Look at the quarterback in Cincinnati. His is requiring surgery. That means that the ligaments probably tore away from that big toe, and so ligament damage, so they're going to go in and stitch those ligaments back to the bone and, you know, try to figure out what's going on. But you have inflammation that's inside there. So with Brock right now, he's probably on they have these little steroid packs. They're not those type of steroids, but you take them because it tries to get down inflammation. It's a 7-day process that you take. They're probably icing and trying to get the inflammation out of his toe at first, and also having anti-inflammatories, because when you're turf toe, just imagine, you know, you're walking on the turf and think, okay, you're on the turf. Okay, it's turf or it's grass. Oh, it's okay. You have a cleat right there underneath your big toe, in front of it and in back of it. That's the way the cleats are set up. So imagine that you have like little pins and needles underneath there. So every time you step on it, you're like, oh my God, it feels like you're stepping in the pins. It's just a sharp pain underneath your foot and on top of your foot, you know, underneath that ball of that big toe. It is excruciating. And you're like, oh my God. And Brock's a mobile quarterback who needs to be able to move. And you just don't want to get this guy hurt anymore. So it will cause a longer setback. So I really like what they're doing. Matt Jones is serviceable. He's a starter in this league. That's the reason why he came here. That's the reason why Kyle Shanahan liked him in the draft. And you saw the way he's able to operate. He can't move as well in the pocket, but he can throw the ball. He's on time. And this guy's going to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's going to start off 3-0. You know, this is a game they should win, and they're very capable, you know, to win this game. So with your backup, the San Francisco 49ers are still in good shape. Because I believe they're going to start 3-0.
All right, so let me go backwards here. You had this injury. How long did it take for you? What was the severe? I'm going to ask you like five questions here. So just bear with me. Just break the whole thing down. When did you have it? How long did it take for you to fully recover? Were you able to practice? Like, I've got 50 million questions regarding this injury because I know it's different for each person. But just share your experience.
Yeah, okay, so one, when I had turf toe, it stayed with me pretty much the whole year. I never got to the point where I needed injections. Sometimes they put Novocaine and they shoot your toe up before a game to get guys able to play. Also, you do orthotics. You put different orthotics in your shoe at times to try to get you through practice or maybe through walkthrough. They want you sometimes even in a boot. Sometimes they don't want you aggravated. I just don't know the severity of Brock. So he could be in a boot. He could have non-weight bearing. They might say, we don't want any weight on it for the next week. It could be, okay, he can have some weight on it. We just don't want him dorsiflexion the toe, meaning that it want it bent up. So they also can buddy tape the toe where they tape the toe. They bend your big toe down. And then you tape it to the heel of your foot. So now the toe is bent down, and so now it stays non-flexed. So that way you leave the pressure from the ligaments moving up and down on your toe. So there's different things that they can do to relieve some of the pain, but also relieve some of the movement of the big toe and let the ligaments subside and the inflammation go down.
So when you returned to play, did it flare back up out of nowhere? Or was it, hey, I'm dealing with a level of pain and I'm just going to have to tolerate some of it? Like, walk us through that for you, your experience.
Yes, you have to deal with some level of pain, but the pain will subside and you have to deal with some of it. And then adrenaline during the game, you're okay. So, yes, I was able to deal with it. And then as the season goes on, if you don't get it jammed, if you don't get it fell on, but it's going to happen because the way that Brock plays, you can get through it. But I think if this is something, guys, depending on the severity of it, could last the whole year. It could last 7-8 weeks. And if he tapes it up, which he will, and buddy tape it and do the things that he will be able to do, he'll be able to get through practice. He'll be able to do some of the things limited, but I played a position that I knew I need to get down here. I need to push off on the toes, need to push off and be able to explode into individuals. But I didn't have to be as mobile at times as Brock because I was going straight ahead and just running a track and trying to block them guys. Brock has to cut. And when you think about when you plant your foot in the ground, guys, just think about just a regular Joe planting your foot in the ground. Think about when you push off. You're pushing off on your what? Your big toe.
Yeah.
Think about your cutting and your toes separate. So that's why at times you have to even buddy tape the toes. Have three toes taped together. That's buddy tape. So they support the big toe and they won't let it move. So there are different things that you do. Also, they may put a plate in the shoe over the top of his shoe, inside of the shoe. So when he does flex the toe, the steel plate stops the toe from being able to go up, and that's why sometimes they even put a metal plate on top of the toe as well.
So they're looking at this, and they're saying, all right, this Sunday would be two full weeks since the injury first occurred. Next Sunday against Jacksonville would be three full weeks, and then you get the Rams on a Thursday night. I mean, just your experience, not knowing specifically where it's at. I mean, do you wait until October 12th, which gives them 10 full days after that Rams game, to have him return? I just have a hard time seeing him play Sunday against Jacksonville, turning around and playing on Thursday, Lo, I guess is where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this week for sure he's out. I would not even think about it this week. You win this game, though. Do you have to play him? I think it's going to be predicated on who's the Rams' schedule. If the Rams lose, do you say, let's hold Brock out? You see, and that's where it comes into what Shanahan and what he believes also. And Brock is going to have to let them know. Brock might get out there and say, hey, guys, I'm going to try to go on this if he needed to. And I think he will get to that point that he's going to, if they needed him, I think if they needed him in 2 weeks from now, I think he could go, but that's me predicated on what the belief that I have in myself and what I've seen from Brock. I think he's a tough guy. He's not a guy that wants to sit out, who's a guy that's like, it's a little pain. Brock has to be in pain for him to sit out. This guy knows what he means to this organization. This guy loves football. I can never question his heart because this is a tough game, guys, and to play with Turf Toe, I've seen guys, man. Eric, I played with the guy, Eric Martin, and he had turf toe. And I watched the doctor before the game get that needle, 3-inch needle, shoot that into the joint. So they go in there, shoot it into the ligament, but then go in between that big toe and that joint right there where it hooks in and shoot it inside there. They put different things to try to relieve some of the pain. And afterwards, you just see the toe, the black and blue, and how they're walking around the next couple of days. After they get done, guys, I'm telling you, if he plays, he's not practicing the rest of the week. So when he does play, you're going to be at limited practice, I'm telling you, during it for the rest of the season, if he plays, because that's how hard and that's how tough it is to recover from turf toe. If he plays, and when he plays, the following week, he does not practice. He practiced maybe on Friday, a little bit on Saturday, walkthrough. But if that toe's that bad, I'm telling you, that's the kind of injury it could be.
Lorenzo Neal joining us here on the Morning Rose. Some great stuff, courtesy of River Islands. And Lo, I mean, let's just talk it out. So if Brock Purdy loses some of that mobility, like, how much of like a different quarterback is he going to be this season?
It's a big element of his game.
It's a huge element. I mean, we saw literally the difference between winning and losing week one was him scrambling out, throwing it to Jake Tonjes, Lo. So if he doesn't have that element, like, are they, this sounds insane, should they just stick with Mac Jones at that point?
I think, guys, it's going to be predicated on what the offensive line does and how well they continue to gel and continue to bond and be able to protect Brock. If Brock is very statuesque and he can't move at all, I'll tell you right now, guys, the way that Mac Jones played, I see Kyle Shanahan saying, look, we can't afford to get this guy, especially if this is your future. Because I'm telling you guys, if his toe depends on the severity. So I know I'm not trying to play doom and gloom, but I don't know the severity of it. So because if it's that severe and it's really, really bad, then I'll tell you right now, you hold him out for 5 to 6 weeks. If you think that Mac Jones can hold it, hold him out as long as you can. Because here's the thing. Do you want this guy to have a chronic toe that you're talking about could take a year or possibly 2 years off his career because if he can't move and he's not mobile? This is a serious injury, guys. These injuries, this turf toe, can last your entire career if you're not careful.
So, Lo, I mean, look, I appreciate you giving us the real, like the behind the scenes. Cause so many people are like, oh, you can just play. I'm like, dude, I don't think you guys understand what people have to go through to get ready to go, with these types of injuries. So the offense itself, when Mac played, I saw some subtle differences. They threw outside the numbers on some curls and some comebacks. I saw some over the top throws to Juwan Jennings. Like, guys have different strengths and weaknesses. I liked what I saw from the Shanahan offense. It was very different, obviously. It's different than when Purdy plays. What did you see that was different from your eyes with Mac Jones under center versus Purdy? No one's saying better or worse. Just what were the differences?
Well, I think without a doubt, the biggest difference is, I think it's, earth-shattering, is Brock Purdy's ability to move the pocket his ability to escape out of the pocket and his ability to extend plays. Mac Jones, you have to realize that is a part of the game that is not a defining of any of these guys' games. So you have to realize the Mahomes, the Purdy's, the Josh Allen, that is a element of the game that some quarterbacks doesn't have, the Brady's, the Mac Jones. So it doesn't mean they're lesser of a quarterback. Mac Jones is a very sufficient quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He is a game manager. This guy can win games. He's won games. He's taken a team to the playoffs. He's shown that he can be a serviceable starter in this league. And now he has one of the best running backs in the league. Hopefully you get back Kittle. You have some weapons. You got Jennings. You have, Pearsall. You have some guys that can make some things happen. Now, can he operate within this system? It's shown that he could. It's shown that he could push the ball outside the numbers. He took some shots down the field. He's shown that he plays with grit. He knows the system. Shanahan is comfortable with him. Mac Jones understands that he's playing for a next year, hopefully long-term contract, because this guy, don't think that he's saying, I have an opportunity to show people that I can start in this league again. You look what Seattle, look what happened to Minnesota, look where this quarterback left Minnesota and goes to Seattle now as a starter behind Shanahan. So this offense is quarterback friendly, it's quarterback driven, and gives you an opportunity as a backup to go and make some great money if you show that you can handle the system. And what Mac Jones have shown, guys, I think he can handle this system.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on the Morning Roast. And Lo, incredible stuff this morning. We really appreciate your time and your nuance and just the complexities of this injury, because it's not something we're really used to covering here when it comes to quarterbacks. But also, you guys can catch Lo Neal this Sunday with Evan Giddings, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. You pumped about that, Lo?
Absolutely, man. Come down to Laughing Monk. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be absolutely legendary. The Niners, bang, bang, Niner game. They're back in home. This is a big game for them. They've been on the road. They've done something a lot of people didn't think they maybe were going to do, start off 2-0. Now, let's make it 3.
Lo, did you get a call from Brady and the Saudis to join the Flag Football League?
Hey, I'm coming. Hey, you know what? Also, guys, if I can get you two out of the studio and you guys come play with me, then we'll be all right.
I think so. Well, if you're the lead blocker, I feel good about my chances of staying upright.
And, Lowe, real quick, tell my guy Shasky, Philip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. Come on.
You know what? I love Shasky because he just tells you like he feels. And you know what? I've heard a lot of people say that he is. A lot of people say we don't know. He never won the big game. Phil Rivers is a Hall of Fame. The durability, what he's done. But I think that you look at it and you look at a lot of quarterbacks that are out there that had a great career. But Phil Rivers, to me, guys, he's a Hall of Famer.
There he goes.
I love you, big man.
Lo Neal, should also be a Hall of Famer.
Hell yeah.
As far as we're concerned. Lo, great stuff,
You're
man.
You're the best, buddy.
See you guys. Cheers.
There he goes. Cheers.
That was
Neal.
Sobering.
That was great. By the way, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Really, really good stuff from Lo Neal on the severity of the injuries. The different, because this is a guy that played for a long-ass time, played at the running back/fullback position for a long time. The wear and tear on the foot alone for a mobile quarterback, that sounds like now I'm starting to come on your side of the fence here, Joe. This, maybe you keep him out 3, 4, 5 weeks here.
I think can we just playing against Jacksonville and then turning around and playing on Thursday night? That's just a very risky proposition.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.